Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Cascarella. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Cascarella. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Maldon. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Cadehammer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cadehammer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Cascarella covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Finney reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Cadehammer and he is out, Maldon applying the tag. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Maldon fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field. Conlon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Conlon. Fox scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. McNair moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Katehammer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katehammer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Conlon hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 0-for-1 in the game. Cascarella bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cascarella moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Cascarella moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Maldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing right field. Lou Finney now playing center field. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kinsey now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Finney bunts towards the mound. Kinsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 0 for 2 in the game. Cascarella is hit by the pitch. Hayes moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. Hayes scores. Cascarella moves to second. It's 12-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Katehammer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katehammer is 0-for-1 in the game. Katehammer takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kinsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinsey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-2 in the game. Conlon hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Maldon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cascarella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons strikes out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Boken now playing shortstop. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Katehammer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katehammer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Katehammer strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Katehammer out. Two outs. Harry Kinsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-3 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. McNair moves to third. It's 13-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons catches it and throws to home to double up McNair. 2 outs. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cascarella is hit by the pitch. Finney moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McQuaig now playing left field. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 0-for-3 in the game. Maldon hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Uhler now playing left field. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 14-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Uller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George Katehammer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katehammer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Katehammer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.